Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I'm Talk Music News with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you guys?
I just want to, because I know it opens up tonight, Queen.
Yep.
The movie?
Bohemian Rhapsody is in theaters tonight in the U.S. It is already number one, not surprisingly, in the U.K. It grossed, it looks like, about $9 million, which is big in the U.K. on its opening weekend.
But you weren't a fan of the movie.
I think it's very disappointing. I think it's historically wildly inaccurate. I don't think as a movie it's all that good either. It feels very surfacey. It feels very superficial. Rami Malek's getting rave reviews for being Freddie Mercury, and I really don't think he nails him as a character. You know, either as the guy I spoke with over the years, or even just as a movie character. If he were portraying a fictional character, I don't feel a great deal of depth or connection with his portrayal. So I think it's really, you know, they really missed it here. There is a cute side story that came out of this. A guy named Bruce Gowers, who directed the original video for Bohemian Rhapsody, the one we've all seen with the singing heads and stuff, back in 1975. Apparently, he's come to the realization that he might be owed more than the $1,100 he was paid to do it way back then. And so he's making noise. He's not filed suit yet, and he acknowledges that he did sign as a work for hire. So really, the Queen haven't violated any contract with him, but, you know, he is making noise, I suppose, just to get, you know, the Queen guys to maybe step up and say, you know, you're right, we've really got a lot more use out of this thing than we did when we asked you to make it, so here's a couple more bucks. We'll see what happens.
I have a feeling they're going to stiff-arm him like Led Zeppelin has stiff-armed those guys who want money for Stairway to Heaven.
And you know what? They legally could. He signed on to do a work for hire. The music video world, MTV wasn't around yet. So the music video world, even the concert video world, you know, acts weren't toting around big video screens to show footage on back then either. So nobody knew what it was. Here, we're making this clip. You're gonna use it for something. And it's become an iconic clip. So, you know, good luck to him. I don't think he's going to have a great deal of luck with this. But it was kind of funny to have it come out, you know, in the midst of all the Bohemian Rhapsody hype.
You know, one of the great things about being a star, a rock star, movie star, whatever, means just because you're dead doesn't mean you stop making money.
This is true. And Forbes, of course, is out with its list of the highest earning dead celebrities. Michael Jackson's on top of it with $400 million. That's 10 times more than number two, Elvis Presley.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Bob Marley's also on the list at $23 million. Prince and John Lennon. Prince is $10 million. John Lennon's $9 million. Some of the others on the top 10 are like Arnold Palmer, who's number three. Charles Schulz from Peanuts was number four. Dr. Seuss is on here. Hugh Hefner and Marilyn Monroe, all top earners.
How many years has Michael Jackson topped that list?
I think it's been pretty much since he died, because he was near the top of the top earners list when he was alive.
Right.
So it's been a good what, five.
So the material keeps selling. It's just
material, images, merchandise. You know, there's a lot. You know, Arnold Palmer's on this list, and you know he's got an iced tea and a lemonade out.
So like they always say, dead or alive, it's good to be Michael Jackson.
You know, okay, yeah, exactly.
The Beatles have a pinball machine coming out?
Yeah, this is fun. It's supposedly going to be the most expensive pinball machine of all time. It's themed back in the 1964, the Beatles Mania 1960s. It's going to include a bunch of the classics from back then, like A Hard Day's Night, Can't Buy Me Love, Ticket to Ride, All My Loving. There are going to be several of these machines, and they're modeled after one that was made in 1964, when the Beatles first came out.
These for home use? Are they going to be in bars or arcades, or where are they going to be?
Yeah, you can always buy a pinball machine and put it in your house, but it's an arcade machine.
It's not a lion.
but is it reasonably priced? I guess
of course.
Like home.
Who
friendly.
Are you?
No, of course not. It's going to be a five-figure, you know, price tag. And, you know, if you're that big a Beatles fan that you want to drop that kind of money.
Reasonable. It's all relative.
You can have, exactly. Exactly. It depends what you want. I mean, we know Bob's going to go out and buy this insanely expensive Eagles Legacy box set.
Sure.
If he hasn't ordered it already.
What are you doing? What are you talking about? Maybe it's a Christmas gift.
What?
Maybe it's going to be a Christmas gift.
Oh, well, there is that.
Yeah. So.
I should have known.
I'll be the one to bring it up because I feel like I'm always the guy who brings up the Spice Girls.
You love them. Right, yeah.
Yeah, now the Spice Girls are reuniting, but not for what you might think.
All of them?
Are they really?
Four of them, all but Victoria Beckham.
That's not a reunion then, no.
Well, it's close enough. Yeah. We'll be November 10th. They're going to be on the Jonathan Ross show on ITV, which I believe we get here through BBC America on your cable system. And it's a talk show, so it doesn't sound like they're going to sing, but they may have some news about what they have planned.
What good are four non-singing Spice Girls all together then? What's the point?
In Britain, it's really good. You know, if you're Jonathan Ross, you're doing the jig to have them on because it'll get you good ratings. And it'll get you some ratings in America when it airs over here. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what they have to say about what the future may hold. Victoria Beckham, like I said, remains the holdout. So I fully suspect we will see a tour of the four Spice Girls.
You know, the Super Bowl seems to have kind of run out of people that they can bring in, like real superstars, bona fide superstars. But, boy, Carpool Karaoke, they just keep rolling them in. Barbara Streisand now.
Yeah, no, she's the latest one to do it. She, of course, there are ulterior motives, of course. She puts out a new album today. So she has a reason to be on Carpool Karaoke and, you know. But, you know, the clips, the trailer we've seen, they always do great trailers, and it looks great. And James Corden, is just he can work with anybody, and he can have a ball with anybody, and it looks like he and Streisand really cut it up.
The stage fright doesn't come into play there?
The which doesn't?
The stage fright she has?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I mean, it looks like she's largely shed that. I mean, she's done, you know, she did more touring during the past 20 years or so than she did in the 40 years before that, and you know, she's used to cameras, you know, with all the movie work she's done and TV work she's done. Cameras don't faze her. It's really being on stage live. But it looks like it's going to be a hoot. It's not going to quite be Paul McCartney, but I think it's going to be a good time.
There's a T-Rex tribute album coming, correct?
There is.
Hold on a second now. Let me finish my question. Other than Bang a Gong, what song are they going to do?
Oh, you know, Children of the Revolution. There's, you know, if you're a T-Rex fan, there's a bunch of them. Will you recognize them, you know, especially here in America? Not most of them, but there's, you know, Electric Warrior. There's a lot of good stuff. That was a band that was very influential that a lot of people love. So you're going to have tracks on this tribute album by U2, Foo Fighters, Elton John, Joan Jett. Did one, Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, Kesha, Borns for contemporary stars. It'll be fun to listen to. I bet you like the music. You know, if you like Bang a Gong, you're going to like T-Rex.
How am I going to like Nick Mason and his band?
I think you might. You know, this is Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets. And Nick Mason, of course, the drummer, original drummer from Pink Floyd. He launched this band earlier this year in England to play the early, in other words, pre-Dark Side of the Moon Pink Floyd music. You know, in his statements he has said, you know, this is the music that gets ignored. A lot of people don't know we were a band before Dark Side of the Moon and actually put out, you know, a significant amount of work. So they've been playing over in England. Now they're going to come to the U.S. in the spring, April 1st at the Riverside Theater. It's quite an extensive tour, you know, and the first time he's been back here since 1994, which is the last time Pink Floyd toured. So, yeah, my bet is it's going to be pretty good. You know, the music is good. It's maybe, save for something like Arnold Lane or See Emily Play, it's not as well known as the famous stuff from the 70s, but it's good music and interesting, and it'll have a cool light show.
All right.
So I'd put it on your concert calendar.
And Ed Sheeran raising money for charity.
Yeah, he's selling, you know, his underwear. I mean, you know, maybe it's something you want to own, maybe.
All of it? Or
yeah, I was going to say, is this one that he wore at a certain show or he had on when he was at an award show or something like that?
Here's what they say is he's donating over 300 pieces of personal memorabilia to be auctioned off for charity, including, quote, multiple pairs of underwear, and the bidding for those start at $25. It does not say...
that seems reasonable.
Online.
I mean, since you're so curious, the sizes range from medium to large. There's three black boxer shorts and boxer briefs, a pair of black briefs with blue briefs, and one light gray pair of briefs with the word sexy bastard printed on the waistband.
Supposed to go the other way around, White. The women who are crazy about the singer throw their...
Right, and he could be
items on stage,
like a Tom Jones show.
He's the opposite of everything.
I don't think thongs fly as well as regular underwear did.
I think
that's been a real detriment to
slingshot
him.
But
this auction does take place November 10th. Proceeds going to the St. Elizabeth Hospice.
Okay.
Now, this doesn't mean I'm going to bid on him, Gary.
I know. I'm just letting you know.
More affordable than a Beetle pinball machine.
Probably.
Not five figures, anyway.
$25.
You know,
if you can afford the Beetle pinball machine, you might as well get the Ed Sheeran.
Somewhere there is a joke in there about balls.
There is. And I'll let you make it.
All right, Gary.
All right.
Thanks a ton.
That's a mic drop moment, all right?
There you go.
All right, Gary, we'll talk to you next week.
Guys, have a good weekend.
Gary Graff, our music expert. You get him on Friday mornings.